The World This Week, Politics.
The European Parliament removed Eva Kaili as a vice president after she was accused of accepting bribes from Qatar. Ms. Kaili, a socialist MEP from Greece, denies wrongdoing, as does Qatar. Belgian authorities have charged four people with trousering €1.5 million, that's $1.6 million, in exchange for influencing laws that could be beneficial to the Gulf country. Several hundred thousand euros were found in a bag in a hotel room. A Turkish court sentenced the mayor of Istanbul, Ekrem İmamoğlu, to 2.5 years in prison and banned him from politics for insulting public officials in 2019. He called some election officials fools. Dissidents say the regime is trying to disqualify the most plausible challengers to Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who faces an election next year. Ghana reached a preliminary deal with the IMF for a $3 billion bailout. Before the loan can be released, Ghana will have to convince its domestic and foreign creditors to, in effect, reduce the value of what it owes them by pausing interest payments and extending the time it has to repay them. Cyril Ramaphosa, South Africa's president, survived a parliamentary vote that could have impeached him over allegations of misconduct. He was accused of failing to declare foreign currency after $580,000 in cash was stolen from a farm he owns. The Arab world cheered Morocco's footballers who reached the semi-finals of the World Cup in Qatar, the first African or Arab country to do so. They lost to France, which plays Argentina in the final on December 18th. A state of emergency was declared in Peru after the impeachment of Pedro Castillo, a left-wing president who was ousted after he attempted a coup. Eight protesters have been killed. Dina Boluarte, Mr. Castillo's constitutional successor, tried to quell the unrest by announcing that a general election would be held in December 2023. Left-wing governments in Argentina, Bolivia, Colombia and Mexico expressed support for Mr. Castillo. Protesters who refused to accept Jair Bolsonaro's defeat in Brazil's presidential election attacked federal police headquarters and burned cars and buses in the capital, Brasilia. The violence broke out after the Supreme Electoral Court certified the victory of Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva,